Chapter 1, Inescapably Cultural. For many of us, perhaps, culture sounds rather far off and aloof. When we think of culture, it's usually the art museum, the symphony, fashion, or some other kind of highbrow diversion that comes to mind. Of course, we recognize the existence of a very large and variegated pop culture, but we don't really think of that as culture, not in the sense that art or poetry or fine music is culture, at any rate. Or we think about the dangers of becoming involved with culture, culture which promotes themes that involve things salacious, chaotic, violent, uncivil, or simply stupid, themes we know we ought to avoid, but which, like a train wreck, make us want to slow down and have a peek nonetheless. But culture is nothing more or less than whatever human beings produce in order to define, sustain, and enrich their lives. Put another way, as Andy Crouch explains, quote, "Culture is, first of all, the name for our relentless, restless human effort to take the world as it's given and make something else," end quote. This includes all kinds of artifacts, institutions, and conventions with which we are all inextricably and inescapably involved every day of our lives, and not just the works or diversions of leisurely culture, which most often come to mind when this word is in view. Culture is all around us, in all we do, even down to the habits, routines, and details of our everyday lives. As Banks explains, quote, "In general, by everyday life, I mean the regular situations we find ourselves in throughout the day or week, the ongoing responsibilities we have or activities we engage in, the issues that regularly claim our attention, the most persistent pressures that we feel, the things that we commonly think and talk about, the desires, values, and beliefs that most shape our lives," end quote. And, we hasten to add, the everyday culture that we engage in all those areas and activities of everyday life. Everyday culture, the repetitive activities and apparently banal objects that make up our everyday experience, is as much true culture as the most sophisticated symphony or any of the works of the old masters. It is culture on the front lines of culture and at the heart of everyday life. Human beings are creatures of culture and in culture, all of culture, as in all else, God calls us to his kingdom and glory, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 12, so that we should honor and glorify him. All kinds of culture. Culture is a vast and varied field. It consists of artifacts, clothing, utensils, computers, automobiles, buildings, paintings, poems, coins, sofas, and institutions. Laws, universities, the media, churches, the marketplace, as well as conventions, holidays, the practices of chivalry and civility, expository preaching, and so forth. All these different elements of culture are created by human beings for the purpose of sustaining our existence and making our lives richer, fuller, and more convenient and enjoyable. We cannot get along without culture. Indeed, there has never been a society of human beings, be it ever so remote or primitive, that has not invented artifacts, institutions, and conventions of various kinds to define itself and to sustain and enrich the way of life of its members. Makers like our maker. Human beings are creators of culture because we are made in the image of God, and he is a maker of things and institutions and conventions as well, a point that Paul Johnson makes in his book, Creators. He writes, quote, "We are the progeny of Almighty God. God is defined in many ways, all-powerful, all-wise, and all-seeing, everlasting, the lawgiver, the ultimate source of love, beauty, justice, and happiness. Most of all, he is the creator. He created the universe and those who inhabit it, and in creating us, he made us in his own image, so that his personality and capacities, however feebly, are reflected in our minds, bodies, and immortal spirits. So we are, by our nature, creators as well. God has made us as creatures of culture to bring glory and honor to Him in all our cultural activities and endeavors. Indeed, as we have seen, culture can be a powerful vehicle for calling attention to God and for holding Him up in all His glory for others to consider. We know this is true of such cultural forms as painting, music, preaching, and worship. But what about those everyday cultural activities which find us all engaging actively and continuously in culture? Things like eating and drinking, making a purchase, crashing on the couch. Clearly, the Lord would have us to believe that here, indeed perhaps especially here, opportunities abound to exalt and honor and glorify His holy name. Since, as human beings, we are inescapably bound up in making and using culture, it makes perfect sense for those who are followers of Jesus Christ to consider how they might begin to make better use of culture for the cause of Christ and His glory.